Now to a radical option being proposed by the Victorian government to deal with what it says is the state's overburdened mental health system. It wants to adopt what's known as a stepped care model to better match patients to the care they need. But mental health experts are cautioning that won't work without big changes in healthcare infrastructure. In Melbourne, Connie Agius reports.
Old and fragmented. That's how some experts describe Victoria's mental health system. And as it holds a Royal Commission into mental health, the Victorian government has proposed a solution known as a stepped care model, where a person is guided through mental health treatment. Martin Foley is Victoria's mental health minister.
Making sure that we have care in the appropriate circumstances delivered in a timely manner with a workforce and a support network around it is really at the heart of our calls for reform to the Royal Commission.
Their support for this approach. Beyond Blue's CEO, Georgie Harmon, says it's been shown to work.
Step care model is really about matching someone's needs to the level of care and support that they get and the type of care and support that they get. Parts of that a stepped care system are already in place in Victoria, but I think what's important about the Victorian government's submission is that it recognises that not all rungs of the ladder are actually in place or sufficient or connected to one another. The step care model is about the person, and it's about a proper assessment at the point at which that person enters the system, not the lottery that we currently have now where you may be able to find a door that opens for you.
But optimism about the stepped care model is mixed with scepticism, especially if Victoria's mental health care isn't improved. Adjunct Associate Professor Chris Carter is the CEO at Northwestern Melbourne's Primary Health Network. He says there are some key issues the state government will need to address if it introduces a stepped care model.
Funding is one of the key areas. And it's not just about the quantum of funding, it's about the way that mental health is funded in Australia. So state governments play a very big role in that, but also the Commonwealth, private health insurance, and even out-of-pocket contributions by consumers play a role. So really what we need to do is to, you know, bring together some different thinking. The Victorian Mental Health Royal Commission is a way to say, let's have a pause, let's have a think, how do we do this differently? How do we include a whole range of stakeholders to enable a much better system which enables people to move in and out according to their needs.
Dr. Ruth Vine from the University of Melbourne is the former Executive Director of Northwestern Mental Health at Melbourne Health. She says a stepped care model doesn't address all the gaps in the system.
It does not highlight the very significant gap that I think we have in services for those with severe mental illness, and that is people who suffer illnesses like schizophrenia, bipolar affective disorder, schizoaffective disorder, people who have very severe mood disorders. Early intervention for that group of people might be of assistance early on in the illness and early on in an episode of illness, but those people will always need access to really good, intensive inpatient and community-based services.
And she also says that requires investment in infrastructure.
We struggle to find an appropriate bed for them in a timely way. It's also the group who we discharge too soon and often discharge into unstable accommodation and without really proper discharge planning, because we need to just maintain that throughput. So I don't disagree with a stepped model of care, but I think when we get to the detail, unless there is sufficient capacity for the severe people, we will struggle to provide good early intervention and broader services for those with less severe illnesses.
That's Dr. Ruth Vine from Melbourne University, ending that report from Connie Agius.